I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I just don't get it.
What do you mean?
I don't get why people want to see Robert Kraft naked.
No, I tweeted out yesterday. No!
You did?
The O's just kept going.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No!
In case you don't know who he is the Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, and he's like 100 years old. And guess what, friends? They have pictures of him in the Orchard Day Spa. In that Orchard's Asia Day Spa where he was busted.
It's a video.
Mm-hmm.
It's not pictures. It's a video.
It's a full-blown video.
He's talking dirty to the girls.
Okay. You don't know that.
The judge blocked it yesterday.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
Only for a short time. It's because someone else came forward and wants the video kept out of the public. A customer at the day spa claims he was unknowingly recorded by the surveillance cameras while he was getting a legitimate massage. He said he was also filmed undressing in the room and says the footage will humiliate him. Judge Joseph Marks blocked the release of the Kraft video for now. However, a hearing has been set for later this month.
You know, it's going to be windy today. I can't really go hit golf balls. I might get a massage today. Let me look up on Colfax, see what's open.
That was weird. Why were you even saying that? What are you doing?
I want to be as creepy as Robert Kraft. He's a billionaire.
What are you even doing right now? This is weird. So weird. Anyway, I don't know why people are filing for a motion to want to see this. They say the assistant state attorney says he is obligated to release the footage shot inside the day spa to the media as a matter of law.
We're not obligated.
You
we don't want to see it.
I don't want to see
you
it.
Know what? You guys handle this, you know, behind closed doors.
No kidding.
We don't have to look at it.
I mean, the guy's 100.
Nobody cares.
Alone. So
Nobody
sad.
Wants to see it.
So sad.
Move on.
Wendy Williams is keeping her personal security on set until Kevin is gone. I guess that Kevin, her ex-husband, and Wendy, he's still there, even though, I mean, he's the executive producer. They fired him, but he's still there, you know, waiting out part of his contract or something. But they keep getting in big fights. And I guess he doesn't like what she's doing and trying to get the money and all this stuff. So she hired this team of bodyguards to surround her so no more blow-ups happen.
Look, Kevin, you might want to just leave.
Yeah.
You know what? You're busted.
You red-handed. Get out of there. It's time.
You got the mistress. You've had her for months, years, possibly. You've got a baby now with her. You just need to move on.
Why stick around?
Yeah, Wendy's had enough.
That's just mean at this point, don't you think?
Yeah. She's made up her mind.
Yeah, like, now it's just mean to
stick
around. I think
he thinks he could fix this thing. I really do.
How? How could he possibly fix this?
I've been saying all week long, I think she's going to let him fix it.
Well, maybe. So, Sean, when you say this Netflix documentary of Beyonce, is it out now?
Sorry, no.
It's not out yet?
I have no idea.
Okay. No, you have no idea?
No, I have absolutely no clue.
Because we heard that new documentary of Beyonce at Coachella is going to be released. I have a snippet from it. I don't know if it's a leaked snippet or if it's already come out. But the deal is she talks about how hard it was to have a couple of twins.
My body went through more than I knew it could. I was 218 pounds the day I gave birth. I had an extremely difficult pregnancy. I had high blood pressure. I developed toxemia, preeclampsia. And in the womb, one of my baby's heartbeat paused a few times, so I had to get an emergency C-section.
Wow, 218 pounds when she gave birth. But I mean, it's twins.
Yeah.
So, but man, that had to be a lot on her poor little body.
Yeah. Thanks for the info.
Hell.
It is on Netflix right now.
Yeah, I was going to say. I just saw that. Netflix documentary Homecoming. It's Beyonce behind the scenes at Coachella. If you want to see it, they're saying it's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably won't watch.
It doesn't seem like your cup of tea.
No, it doesn't.
Nah.
No, it doesn't.
You know what is your cup of tea? And
What's that?
Is Debbie Gibson.
Do love her.
Yeah, touring with 80s idols. Debbie Gibson is starting a tour this year with New Kids on the Block, Tiffany, and other teen idols from the 80s. And BJ Harris, already looking for tickets.
If I remember correctly, she fires this up about every 4 or 5 years, doesn't she?
I don't know.
Gibson, remember she did that mall tour? Few years back? You remember that?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. I believe you. I just...
Like big stage at Cherry Creek?
I don't really follow Debbie Gibson
on stage? Oh, really. You should.
Yeah. All right, here's Debbie Gibson.
I feel like my generation is still like so vital and vibrant and youthful and relevant, and all the acts are as well. So we're taking you back, but we're also moving you forward.
Good.
Never really was a fan of Debbie Gibson.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Don't know what you're missing. The mall tour was incredible. It really was.
I didn't.
You could literally go watch Debbie Gibson sing her little heart out, dance on stage. You could go down and have, you know, one of those pretzels. Right there at the food court.
Yeah.
It was a great combination.
85-year-old Willie Nelson keeps telling people his current tour is the last, but then he changes his mind. Listen.
Well, they say it all the time. I say, this is my last tour. You know, I said, every time I say, no, this is the last one.
Thanks, Willie.
I love Willie Nelson. Who doesn't love Willie Nelson? 85 years old, still going strong. LeBron James is entering the world of boxing. LeBron James, I guess, is executive producer of 40 Days. What does he know about boxing?
I don't know.
It's a documentary series about the buildup of big fights and what these guys have to go through. And the first episode will air April 23rd.
This guy... he's gotten away from basketball, it seems.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think he's a little sidetracked in Los Angeles.
A little bit.
Since he's gotten there. You know, he has that new TV show that's out right now.
What's the TV show?
It's a thing where you $1 million mile or something like that. Remember where you chase people, and if they catch you, you lose. But if you make it through the obstacle course, you win $1 million. That's produced by him. So he's becoming this producer, director type guy out in the Hollywood. Meanwhile, the team that he plays for, the Lakers, they're just horrible.
It's so sad.
It's like he's lost focus. But I guess you got to look for the next big thing on your in life, right?
Wasn't there, because I was over the weekend, I was out of town, but I saw something. Wasn't there a basketball player caught on his phone, on his cell phone?
While he's playing?
While he was playing. Well, he was
His phone rang in his trunks?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
And while he's going for a layup, he picked up his phone. He's like, what?
Hey, I'm in the middle of getting a rebound. I'll call you back.
I guess a lot of people said, what in the hell are you doing? He and a teammate, they were looking at some texts on the bench. And everybody's like, stay in the game with your head, man. Yeah. I forgot who it was. But
His name was Joel Embiid. There he is. He was checking his text.
Yeah, they're on there checking out the 76ers.
Yep.
On the bench.
Well.
And that was in game one at a playoff.
Jamie, you do it during the show. What's the difference?
We're not in a playoff.
It doesn't matter.
And usually
I feel like we are.
Usually I'm looking at stuff for the show.
People do it all the time.
He wasn't looking at plays. I'm looking at crap for the show.
No, you're looking at ring. Who's at your front door?
No, only when I say goodbye to my precious little son.
Oh, yeah.
So cute. No, I've been silencing it for you and for everybody because everybody's like, turn off your ring. I think it's mine. So I silence it.
Might want to turn it off today. It's going to be very windy.
Oh,
that thing's going to go off every 5 minutes.
It's annoying.
It's going to be a pain today.
It really is.
That's so get rid
crazy.
Of it.
You know what I'm worried? Well, I'm not worried. This is a lie. I saw a commercial yesterday for, I don't know what it was. It was those big bags of like Doritos and all the, Doritos, Ruffles, all the different variety pack.
Yeah.
And on the commercial, the lady goes, okay, Suri, order whatever it was. And I thought, everybody, Suri's going to go off and order that. Alexa. Okay, Alexa, order the variety pack of Doritos. Automatically.
You saw that on a commercial?
I saw that on a commercial.
It's intended for that.
I know.
Yeah.
But couldn't they sue? Could they sue?
No.
Why not? If I unknowingly have my TV on and it says, okay, Alexa, order Fiji water.
You just did it. Anybody with Alexa just ordered Fiji water with what you just said.
Right.
Now, we can't be sued for that.
We should be able to.
No.
Why?
It would tie up the court systems. Can you imagine?
I know, but it just seems wrong, doesn't it? I mean, your Alexa goes off and orders crap you didn't order? Seems like an illegal thing. I'm just saying, we might want to look into that.
That's part of living in the Alexa world.
It really is.
You take your chances, man.
It really.
Yeah, nobody's to blame for that.
Somebody says the Million Dollar Mile has been canceled.
Already?
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing looked like it was a real...
Yeah.
It did. I mean, you got these people running this obstacle course, and then you got this, I guess, high-caliber athlete that chases them. And the idea is to catch him. If they don't, they win $1 million. It was dumb.
Also, somebody said, oh, they're so excited. They're going to New Kids on the Block and Debbie, whatever her name is, this summer.
You're going to love the show.
So excited.
I've seen it 3 times. Debbie kills it.
I have no desire at all to ever see them. Sorry, buzzkill, but.
Your loss.
And this is bad. Did you see the Patriots, that Rob Gronkowski? He put a dent in the Lombardi trophy.
He's kind of a muscle head, isn't he?
What a moron.
Meathead.
Retired NFL star Rob, big long name, put a massive dent in the Patriots' sixth Lombardi trophy after he used it as a baseball bat and hit a baseball. What was he doing? He was supposed to just swing and pretend like he hit the ball, but the moron actually hit the ball and put a big dent in it.
Yeah, it's a pretty good dent, too.
Yeah, it's huge.
You may want to get one of those dent fixers.
Oh,
you know, I see them on Amazon all the time.
I see them at Walgreens.
You do?
Yeah.
You can buy them at Walgreens?
Uh-huh. Yeah, as seen on TV.
Is it the one where the suction cup and then you turn the knob and it pulls out the dent?
You can totally get it at Walgreens.
How many have to get one? How much is it? I got a dent.
I'm really excited because my Walgreens is so kick-ass.
Really?
It has an entire row of as seen on TV.
See, mine's not like that.
Oh.
No. I have like a section where you have like 6 or 7 choices from as seen on TV. I want the full row, just like
we
you got.
We got the row.
No, I don't have that.
I'm looking at those copper pans.
I could sit in the as seen on TV aisle all day long if it's a good one.
You know what's not disappointing that I really enjoy is the as seen on TV world.
What's that?
It is this scrubby brush. It's electric, and you push it, and then it has a little spinning thing at the very end of it.
Gotcha.
I think it's for washing cars, but what I do is I use it to wash my bathtub.
Yeah.
It's like...
Brilliant.
It's so good.
It's brilliant.
Because it's long.
And it works good.
So great. It's amazing. Sometimes I put it on my back.
You do?
Yeah.
After the tub?
No, before.
Oh.
I don't know. And then finally, as you all go into the drive-thru of your favorite breakfast establishment.
Yeah.
Having too much bacon increases your risk of cancer. Researchers looked at almost 500,000 people over 6 years. And they found that 3,000 people developed bowel cancer. They say eating 3 slices of bacon a day rather than just one can increase the risk of bowel cancer by 20%.
It's worth it, though.
It's so good.
Yeah, I love bacon.
It's so good.
Don't you love bacon?
I love bacon.
Yeah. Now, see, I'm not much when it comes to bacon putting on hamburgers. I'm not a hamburger bacon guy.
No, it's
got to
be just by itself.
I love. There's no sandwich in my world any better than a great BLT.
Yeah.
Love a BLT.
Except for I hate tomatoes, so it's just a...
Well, you're just...
Just a B and an L.
Yeah. The BL sandwich.
The BL sandwich.
That's okay.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
I love bacon, you know. It's just something that I can't...
You're going to die.
Can't knock it out of my diet. I don't eat a lot of it, but I do like it.
And I don't know how some of you people eat it all, like, slimy.
How do you like it?
Really, really crisp. Yeah.
That's the way they fix it in Europe.
Yeah.
They barely even cook it. It's rubber.
It's so nasty. You're just chewing on fat.
Yeah, I like crispy. Almost burnt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ah.
Oh.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what's wrong with us today.
What is it? I don't know.
We got to get our act together.
Yeah, what do we get? Okay, should we? Like something?
Yeah, you know what? It's coming up on 7 o'clock. It's time to really get serious around here.
Okay, all right.
So
really when kick we
come
into
back,
action.
Yeah, when we come back, you're going to get a stellar show.
That is fantastic.
You wouldn't see.
All right, there you go. Tablet trash.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.